Thank you. are all welcome to this new place. Amen. And one thing is that we still remember when Joshua and people, they crossed over, there was a man with a drawn sword ready to lead in the battle.
Amen.
And this morning we see ourselves also that we have crossed over. We are now going to go through different types of terrors. But what is that we know that captain of the host of the Lord is here this morning to lead in all our activities. Praise the Lord. How many believe that?
Amen.
We thank the Lord that He has made this provision for us.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter, yes, the word of God must what? Continue unabated.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we bow our heads for a moment? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. What a day, the Lord, you have made for us. The beginning of a new week, Lord. Father, we wouldn't forget to remember the week that has just passed, all the things that, Lord, you've done for us. Mm. Oh, yes, Lord, our great hours and covenants.
Thank you.
Your grace, your mercies, your protection.
Amen.
And above all, your love and kindness.
That has seen us through the week. Lord, we say thank you. And this morning, oh, Lord, we thank you for the quickening. Oh, the quickening that, Lord, has quickened us to come to your presence, Lord, to begin the week, Lord. Amen. Father, we say thank you. This is a privilege that, Lord, we have. And Father, yes, we thank you that the captain of the Lord of hosts is here to lead us. Amen. And so, Lord, we surrender all now to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Lord, you allow it, Lord, to sweep over us as even we commit, Lord, this meeting place, Lord, into your hands. That the Holy Spirit will cover every space in the name of Jesus Christ and sweep over your people this morning. And even, Lord, as we turn to the reading of your word, yes, we know the Lord. It is your own word. You are the author of it. And you will take it, Lord, and Father, you minister it down deep in our souls. The Lord, it will be something, oh, that will take us through the week and beyond. So, Father, this is our breakfast. And Lord, we pray that you bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you as you're still standing. Yes, we are a little behind time, but that's normal because we need to fix things here. But God richly bless you for coming. Let's turn to the reading of the word in 2 Peter. We are going to look at the divine nature. And this morning, we want to look at the righteousness of God. So we will read the first two verses, and if there's time for us to continue, we will read the rest of the verses. But this morning, let's read the first two verses. 2 Peter 1:1-2. Let's hear the word of God. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained this like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord, we thank you that grace and peace is upon us this morning. As you bless your word, Lord, we sit at your feet, O God. Prepare us, Lord, for the word that you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. We'll begin to look at the subject on the divine nature. And from what we read, Simon Peter is saying something here so powerful. He said, I, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them, as it is being addressed to some people, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So the prophet in the message book, The Stature of a Perfect Man, he made a comment on this first verse. And the prophet said, he said, I like the way that's stated right there, because my whole subject this morning is based on faith. The prophet continued, he said, I like the way that is stated right there, because the whole subject this morning is based on faith. This salutation is to a special people. Amen. So this salutation is to what? A special people. And that Simon Peter was saying something like, I have obtained this faith, and I'm addressing this to them that have obtained like precious faith. Amen. I'm addressing this to the people that have obtained the like precious faith, like we the apostles. And we know the message of the apostles. Amen. So, the prophet said, it is not to the outside world. This is to the church. Those that are Christ, in Christ, through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So this salutation, the prophet said, is not to the world, but it is to a church, a people that have also obtained that like precious faith, like what? The apostles. Praise the Lord. Yes. So, we are thankful that this morning we have been addressed in such a way. So, Apostle Peter was talking about a precious faith. And he was very precise. You see, he was citing a particular faith that has been obtained through the righteousness of God. So, Apostle Peter was showing a difference here, because he wants us to observe that there are other faiths and beliefs which have been obtained through other forms of what? Righteousness. Are you getting it? He was very precise that this precious faith had been obtained through the righteousness of God. That means there are other faiths and beliefs that are through other forms of what? Righteousness. And so you remember our dear Lord Jesus Christ warned the disciples that he said, for I say unto you that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. See now, the Lord is referring us to something. There's another form of righteousness. And that's of what? The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. And he warned us that we should be wary of it. Amen. And so, we got to find out what is this righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Because that's going to help us. that we will not what? We will not believe through that same righteousness. Because anyone that believes through that righteousness, he said, you shall in no case what? Enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so if we need to find out this righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, we need to listen to someone who had been a Pharisee before. And we are talking about Saul the Pharisee until he met Jesus and became the apostle Paul. Amen. And so let's listen to Paul himself, his what? Sincere and genuine, his own testimony, his own confession about when he was a Pharisee. He said, and we can turn to Philippians 3, 5, and 6. He said, I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, and as touching the law, a Pharisee. My. So you could see, he was talking about when he was a Pharisee. We are looking at the righteousness of the Pharisees, the scribes and the Pharisees. He said, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, and touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So here is a man, or here are people that boasted in the flesh. They believed in the flesh. There were people who had zeal for God through the righteousness which was in the law. Because he said, when it comes to righteousness in the law, blameless. Amen. There were people having what? The form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And the Bible says, from this, turn away. Amen. And when Saul the Pharisee, he had turned away and had become the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, now Paul, he said something so powerful. Now someone who had faith and boasted in the flesh, the circumcision in the flesh, someone who was boasting. Now, listen to what he said in Philippians 3:3. He said, for we are the circumcision. Now, he's talking not about what? The flesh anymore. So, you see the difference? The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, they were looking at what? The flesh. Circumcision as the flesh. But now, Paul is talking about what? The circumcision of the heart. Amen. In the spirit. Let's listen. He said, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Amen. See the change? Amen. Amen. Before, he was boasting of being circumcised in the flesh on the eighth day. But now when he had met Christ, now that righteousness that he had in the law, now it has changed into another righteousness, which is what? The righteousness of God. Now in the spirit. So what is the righteousness of God? God himself said in Isaiah 45, 23 and 24, he said, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall what? Shall swear. Amen. He said, the word has gone out of my mouth in what? In righteousness. So the prophet said, God wants men and women who will stand to fulfill all righteousness. And of course, righteousness is his word. Righteousness is his word, because God himself has said that the word has gone out of my mouth in what? In righteousness. So the prophet is telling us the righteousness of God is what? Is the word.
Amen.
Amen. And he said God wants men and women who will stand and fulfill all righteousness. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ himself, before he started his ministry, he fulfilled that righteousness. So the prophet said before Jesus was anointed, he had to fulfill all righteousness. He had to be washed with water before the anointing come upon him. So a minister or any believer must first be washed from his sins in the name of Jesus Christ, and then anointed with what? The Holy Ghost, to bring forth what? A testimony of God. You got to bring a testimony from God. That's the fruits that we will bear. You see, as I'm the vine and ye are the branches. Look at the tree. The branch is what? Attached to the vine, the tree, and it has been what? It has to be soaking. It soaked the sap. And the sap gives us that's mango. Let's watch it. And it draws what? The sap. And when the branches draw the sap, they do what? They show, they testify what they have taken from the vine. As the fruits, that's what the Bible is saying here. It said, the prophet said that when the Holy Ghost has come in, it brings forth a testimony for God. And that testimony is the fruits that you will bear. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let us sap the word. Amen. So that we can bring forth what? Fruits. Said by our fruits we do what? We glorify him. That's what the Bible says. By our fruits, we glorify him. Amen. So, brethren, we have obtained a precious faith through the righteousness of God. And anything that stands not by that word, it becomes a perverted. So, Simon Peter is addressing people whose faith rests in the righteousness of God, not in a man or in a seminary education, but the righteousness of God. And even now, this morning, my brother, people like you and me, we have obtained this precious faith through the righteousness of God. And what is the message that we have that has transformed us? That's Malachi 4. The message of Malachi 4 is the transforming word. Word. Is the righteousness of God in this age. Because in every age, God gave a portion of his word. And that portion of the word would be the righteousness for that age. And in this end time, my brother, there is no word or message that can what? Overcome the ills and the darkness of the age that we are living in than the message of Malachi 4. Apart from that, because it needs the righteousness of God to be able to overcome the spirit of your age. As it needs the word of God. And the word of God for this our age is the message of what? Malachi 4. Amen. And brethren, yes, the world, when they see, especially our sisters, see, you have become an oddball. They see you differently. But they think that, oh, you have been put under some kind of what? Stress and other things. No, sir. That's the difference. What the word, the righteousness of God, what it has done in your life, it has what? Changed your everything. Amen. And so we shouldn't be ashamed, as the Apostle Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every man that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. Then listen closely. I'm reading from Romans 1, 16 and 17. Verse 17, he said, therein, in the word of God, in the righteousness of God, he said, therein, the righteousness of God is revealed. In the word is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. Amen. So my brother, if you worship God in any other form of righteousness, you miss the mark. Amen. Just like what the Pharisees and the scribes, they missed that mark. See, they had what? The form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof. That was Jesus Christ. See, they were rulers of the church, but they failed to discern the deity that was in Christ, the power of God that was in Christ. And because they depended upon their own righteousness, my brother, my sister, they always faltered and stumbled in their utterances. One of them was when they were able to tell Jesus Christ on the face that we be Abraham's seed and are no in bondage to any man. Meanwhile, the same Abraham they were talking about, Abraham met a man in the person of Melchizedek. Amen. Which by interpretation means the king of righteousness. Also known as the king of Salem, which is what? The king of peace. This father Abraham, you said is your father, he himself met a man. And what happened? He said, the Bible says, Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils of the slaughter of the kings to this man. Praise the Lord. And this Melchizedek, what? Bless him. Give us that. He blessed him. And he was the priest of the Most High God. He blessed him because he was the priest of the Most High God. Without father, without mother, without descendant, without the beginning of days, without the beginning of life. But unto him was made like what? Unto the Son of God abideth priest continually. That's what the Bible says. And then the Bible asks, consider how great this man was, whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils to. This man, he said, who do you think is this Melchizedek? Who do you think is this Melchizedek? He is the Christ, the Word, the righteousness of God. They failed in their utterance that Abraham is, we be Abraham's seed and are never in bondage to any man. And this very Abraham, when he met Melchizedek as Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God, he had to pay what? Even homage to him. And so we are thankful that this morning, as we start with the divine nature, we need to know what is the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is his word. And in every age, there is a word that is given to what? To bring us to that height of what? Righteousness. So we are thankful that we've been addressed this morning by the Holy Spirit, that this salutation this morning is to people that have also obtained the like precious faith, like what the apostles of old. And it is true. It is the only this message that has what has transformed us to believe the apostles' message. How many are blessed?
Amen.
We thank the Lord. Shall we bow down our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, oh, what a privilege that we have. The Lord, the millions of people that are in this world, Father, you saw us, oh Lord, to be faithful and for us to receive this precious faith, to believe this message, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We give all the glory to you. Now, Lord, this morning, as we have come, we've come, Lord, with a heart, oh, to praise you, to worship you, to lift up your name in high esteem, Lord. Yes. So, Father, as we now commit, Lord, the sound leader and the musicians into your hands, accept our worship and praises, Lord, and prepare us, Lord, for your word that you had for us this morning. We thank you once again, bringing us to this new place. May your name be glorified at the end of it all. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God richly bless you.